How many have you gathered in Paratai Drive?
Oh, about 250, perhaps 300.
And how did you come to be there?
Well, there was a demonstration down Queen Street this afternoon by the Council on Vietnam. Now, at the end of that, Auckland Progressive Youth, the Auckland branch of the New Zealand Progressive Youth Movement, decided that we'd hold a demonstration and a march along the waterfront to Paratai Drive, where the American consul's office is.
What sort of demonstration did you plan there?
Oh, the idea was to indicate our dislike of the war in Vietnam, of the fact that we consider we're liable to be conscripted to fight in this war, the fact that while we're fighting for them in this war, we have our markets blocked to us, things like that.
Now, how many did actually go to Paratai Drive?
How many actually went? Well, about 200 walked along the waterfront, and a few minutes after we arrived, there'll be a total of about 250, because some met us there.
Now, what happened when you got there? How did your demonstration begin?
Well, the demonstration was, the march was simply to walk along to the front of the consul's office and stand there and demonstrate and sing and chant and call for him to come out and see us. Now, we got to about 100 yards away from the house, and a police car drove up, and the man in charge and several constables got out, and they blocked our path. They spread out across the road and the footpaths.
What did you do then?
Well, they told us to go back. They were pushing us in the chest and telling us that we must not walk along that way. And we said we had every right to, as free citizens. We're doing nothing violent. We had no intention of doing anything violent. And because there were only relatively few of them and we had such support, we were able to simply percolate through their ranks. And we continued.
What did you do then?
Well, we got to the cliff face side of the road opposite the consul's office, the consul's house. And at that point, we lined up and we were singing and chanting. The police car drew up right alongside us again, in between the house and us, and jumped out. The police went straight up to several of our members, Auckland Progressive Youth members, and they're obviously determined, well, it seemed to me, they're determined to get them. And
did they in fact detain them?
After a bit of poking, yes, they detained them. After a bit of poking, there was a fight, and the man in charge, the policeman, was thrown down the bank, and the crowd was very hostile to the police. They put several of our members, took them away. One man was simply taking photographs, and a constable detained him for resisting arrest. The bloke was just standing there taking photographs, and he was grabbed and put in the car. I have his camera here.
Now, at what stage did you see police reinforcements arriving?
Well, when we first actually got to the office, there was only the one car load and about six policemen, I think, altogether. After we'd been there 3 or 4 minutes, another car load arrived. And in actual fact, we beat off the first attack. The police tried to take away some of our members and gave up because there was such support that we drove those six policemen off.
Mm-hmm.
It was only when the reinforcements arrived that they succeeded in getting our members, putting them in the cars and taking them away.
And, of course,
many who weren't our members, many who were just, well, who were extremely angry to see the force, the unnecessary force the police were using. And, as I said, that chap with the camera, he just came along. He was interested in supporting us. He has nothing to do with us. He took a photo and he got arrested for taking a photo.
I believe some of your members took to the cliff face towards Tamaki Drive. Did any succeed in getting away down that way?
Oh, yes, that's right. One of our members was tried to get away that way. No, I believe he was caught again. But I don't know what he was arrested for. But most of them, the person in charge of the police was going along like this, you, 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 and you. Whether they were doing something or not, they were simply to be singled out and put in the cars, whether they were doing something or not, and they were.
How many police cars were there in Paratai Drive?
Well, at the beginning, there was only one. By the time we finished, I went back at the time we finished, and there were two Black Mariahs, there were police dogs, many policemen, traffic policemen, and I think I counted, as well as the two Mariahs, 11 police cars. I suppose there were about 60 policemen there, approximately.
Cut. What are the aims of your group? Is it just, are they just solely to protest against the Vietnam issues?
Oh, the Auckland Progressive Youth, our policy is, We want to end the war in Vietnam. We want no unemployment. And we want an independent policy for New Zealand so that we feel economically and politically free to do as we see right.
How many members have you?
Well, we have perhaps 150 in our own organisation. And then there is another organisation in Nelson with whom we're thinking of affiliating who have perhaps another 150. That's active members, and of course there are many more who support us who are not actually in the organisation.
And what sort of folk are these?
Oh, apprentices, teachers, students, office girls, drivers, anybody who's young and who's interested and who feels that our policy is right and who's interested in the information we get, because we get films from overseas, we get films from Vietnam, from Germany, from Israel, from Egypt, all these places where interesting things are occurring. We try to get information on it.
And when your group marched up to Karatai Drive today, you had no ideas of carrying out anything else but a passive demonstration?
No, the march to Karatai Drive today was simply a demonstration of our dislike of the war. We had no intention of causing any trouble, any violence. However, at Christmas, we're planning what should be a really good march in the same cause from Auckland to Wellington, starting on Boxing Day in Auckland and going right down to Wellington. And we have people joining us from New Plymouth, Whangarei, Napier, towns all the way down. And we hope to have really massive support for that.